What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
It is a funky flashback Friday. We get you ready for the weekend.
Woo!
And what a weekend we have in store. Big time playoff games, huge game for Kevin Durant, a career defining, but a big game for him, I'll just put it that way, and obviously Miguel Cabrera, if he doesn't get it done tonight, Rob Parker, at some point this weekend, I believe he will get his 3,000th hit.
Yeah, not tonight, they did postpone the game, rain in Detroit, so that just happened, okay. Yep.
Right, so he won't, but I think he'll get it this weekend. Not a guarantee, of course.
All he
but
needs
I
is
think
one.
He will. Yeah, and we'll get into that as well. We got Kalena Azubuike of He's the Golden tight. State Warriors, color analyst, former player for them as well. And he will talk to us about that team. And they are looking ferocious so far in this first round. But Rob, how are you, man?
I am doing great. How are you, Mr. Chris Broussard?
Good. Looking forward to the weekend, man.
Me too, man. I'm on my way to D.C. this weekend. So,
how are you? Flying tonight, red eye?
Yeah, flying tonight and heading down there and going to see some friends and then a little Nationals game on Sunday and then head back for the last week of school. So, just trying to get out a little bit, spread the wings. And today, Chris, for your weekend. We're going to get you started with a little comedy, my third comedy special.
Yes.
Today was
Did Alex doctor this one up?
On AM 570. No, Alex is going to take a look at it. They're editing it now, but it was done by AM 570, our station here in Los Angeles. So I was on Rogan and Rodney, and I did it earlier. So
how was the reaction?
It was pretty good. Some of my friends really laughed. Some of them said I was funny because I was laughing at my own jokes. You know, the hard.
Well, you always do that.
Yeah, man. I can't help it. Like
so annoying.
What? It's funny. No. So we'll have fun. What is that? In the second hour, we're going to play that?
Yeah, second hour. Yeah.
So stay tuned
well,
for
look,
that.
Well, look, I thought your second one, your first one was fine. Your second one was an improvement over that. And so if you keep improving, you know, hey, you might be able to get out there and open up for VJ Vanilla Husky Flakes. Well, he's a comedian, too.
Yes, we've been to his shows, too.
Yes. So, all right, let's introduce the iCouple crew. Of course, he doesn't miss the Funky Flashback Fridays. DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, is in the house.
Tom Crady,
that's right. Super producer Rob G is out, so we got Danny Golden Voice G. Danny G, the Golden Voice. Danny, yes. Just say something, just so they know what we're talking about.
Something.
There you go.
There it is. Look at that.
And you know
what? He could take Rob's spot with that
voice. You know
voice.
What?
He could
and take Rob's spot. Rob G is so weak. This morning, of course, I filled in for Dan Patrick with Jason Smith, and Rob G produced that show. So, of course, he's not here for the nightcap. Right, Alex?
He's a quitter. We all know
Rob
that.
Rob G doesn't do double.
Rob G's
double
like, shifts. Oh, one show a day,
yeah,
I'm good.
He doesn't do
I'm
double
off.
Shift.
No.
He,
so no
he,
double
he got
shifts.
It like that.
No. But of course, I'm here for you, ready to go. And who else we got, Mr. Steve DeSager?
We got Steve DeSager on the updates. All right, Rob, let's get into it. First, big news in the NBA, could be incredibly big news. Joel Embiid, who's arguably been the best player in these playoffs, the MVP candidate for the Philadelphia 76ers, who has led them to a 3-0 lead over the Toronto Raptors, Rob, is experiencing major pain and discomfort in his right thumb. Adrian Wojnarowski for ESPN said there's significant concern in Philadelphia about this injury. Now, they're in Toronto, remember. So he's planning to play. Embiid said he will play in game 4, but after that game, he's got an MRI coming to see if there's ligament damage.
And
so this Rob, it's already been, we've already seen major injuries. This one would just be, and look, maybe he would try to play through it. I don't know, and we don't know what it is. But anything that would keep him out, let's put it that way, would be horrible.
This is just the NBA, Chris. We talked about the regular season. We couldn't. It never felt whole because so many people got injured or didn't play or whatever the reason was. And now we have it. Here we go. We're into the first round. And Booker and Middleton and now possibly Embiid. I mean, this is bad. I mean, it's just like the stars. It's not an eighth man or a ninth man, Chris. It's like the stars of the team.
And that's not even to mention, Rob, the guys that are already out. Jamal Murray for Denver, Kawhi Leonard for the Clippers, which kept him out of the playoffs. So, yeah, it's tough, man. And I like I said, the best explanation I've heard, and this is an injury that can happen, right? This is a thumb injury, apparently. Oh, yeah. I don't know if he got
I'm
hit.
Just saying,
that, that's
right.
Yeah, that's not a durability issue or anything like that, but it's just unfortunate. Rob, here's the question I want to throw at you. They've got a 3-0 lead. And look, if it's ligament damage, it is what it is. And doctors can tell you, I mean, how much danger is he in of damaging it worse? But if it's not ligament damage, and say it's, you know, kind of a severely sprained thumb or jammed thumb, I would think that resting it at least for a couple days and treating it around the clock would help. And so Rob, if I got a 3-0 lead, I think I'd sit him for game 4. And I'm not saying, you know, you hate to give up a game. You hate to give Toronto a little bit of momentum. But one of the benefits of having a 3-0 lead is that, you know, it's not very likely you're losing three, four, or even three straight games.
I think
I might do that.
We need to go to Steve DeSager. There's some breaking news. Steve DeSager. Oh.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Gentlemen, the Atlanta Hawks home playoff game against top seed Miami has yet to begin. The T-shirts are there waiting for the fans. The fans are not in the building. There's a long line of fans ready to get in from outside, but a suspicious package was found outside of the arena, outside gate 2, apparently near the Dominique statue. So security closed a few gates, law enforcement investigating. They're still talking like there's going to be a tip in about 40 minutes from now, but the game that was due to start right about now in Atlanta has yet to begin.
Man, thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, I saw that. I got the game on, or the, you know, the pregame, right, and they were saying it was delayed, but I didn't know why.
You didn't know why. Yeah, we need a strange package outside. What is that? I can't remember the name. Is that it's an
State
insurance
Farm in Atlanta.
State Farm, yeah.
Yeah.
Farm Arena. You got to be careful. Better be safe than sorry. Make sure the area is clear before you let people in the building. No doubt about it.
All right. Yeah. No, no question. No question. So, all right. Well, Rob, what would you do with Embiid? Would you rest him or play him tonight or play him in game four?
I get it. I mean, I understand you got a 3-0 lead, and I would probably not play him and find out for sure what's going on so he doesn't do more damage.
Right.
You know, like this whole thing of playing and then finding out, I don't understand that. Does that make sense?
No, not at all to me.
No, I need to find out.
And again, what's wrong first? If it's 2-1 or you're down in the series and you want to gut through, you got to win. I get that. I mean, sports is history is replete with guys playing through injuries. Yes, but obviously, he can play at least tonight. And remember, Rob, before he hit that game-winning three-pointer, he had this injury. It happened at some point in game 3, and he obviously was able to play through it and hit that shot. But I'm with you. Tonight, having a 3-0 lead, and that's pivotal to me, having a 3-0 lead. But since I have it, I've got cushion. That's the benefit of having cushion. And again, I get it. Are you thinking they might... Toronto might get momentum, and next thing you know, you're in a dogfight. Well, I think they can, not guaranteed, but they can beat Toronto tonight or whenever they play game 4 without Embiid.
Right.
They still got James Harden, Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris.
And you got a 3-0 lead. You got a little cushion to be able to find out, make sure he's good. Play, if you even give up one game, and then come back and wrap it up game 5 back in Philadelphia. So I'm with you, right? Because it's 2-2, 1-1-1, right?
Well, for these, it's
2-3-2?
Yeah, it's 2-2, 1-1-1, yeah.
Because it used to be 2-3-2. I don't remember.
Right,
changed
it back. But no, it's 2-2, 1-1-1. So, yeah, they'll have game 5 and a chance to wrap it up at home in Philadelphia. And so that's the route I would go. I don't know, Rob. I know they're concerned. You know, Doc's dropped a lot of 3-1 leads more than anyone in history. Are they concerned about that? But I would let him sit and get that thing treated around the clock and then hopefully bring him back for game 5. And, you know, hopefully the MRI is fine and there's no issues. All right, we got Kalena Azubuike coming up a little bit later in the hour, about 15 minutes. But it's your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Where are you at on Joel Embiid? If you were up 3-0 and you're the Sixers, would you rest him? And another potential playoff-changing injury. How's that making you feel as a fan? Your turn to weigh in with The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
What's up, everybody?
This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. It's the iCouple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we're brought to you by AutoZone. They've got the free services you need to help you get back on track and on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Philadelphia, potentially a big injury. Joel Embiid's thumb is bothering him, but he's planning to play before he gets an MRI. He's planning to play in game 4. Rob and I say 3-0 lead. You should rest him. What say you?
All right, let's kick it off with Chili Tim, Chris, in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio on a Friday. What up,
Newt? What up, Newt?
What up, Newt? What's going on?
I'm good, bro.
How you?
Good.
I'm chilling, man. Chilling. You know, doing what I do, baby. Doing what I do.
Right.
I got a different perspective. I'm like this. If he's willing to play and he can play, right? Let's go ahead and finish this thing, because if we finish it early, we sweep these guys, then he gets a couple of days of extra rest, and let's just put it away, and then he can use that time to rest, because you just never know. You know, you don't want to give any team any type of life. So let's sweep him, put it away, let him get those extra days and see what's going on that way.
All right, Tim, here's my pushback. What if he plays on it and doesn't know really, like, and winds up getting it, re-injuring it, making it worse? And then you lose them for an extended period of time, whereas maybe if you look and see what the problem is, you could know which what to do going forward.
Well, what I would hope is
I don't understand why it takes so long to get an MRI. That's what I don't
know. If they get there tonight, you know, try to put it away early, you know, take him out the game, you know, put the game away early, and you can get him out sitting down early, you know, and just go ahead and just try to kill him out right away.
I hear what you're saying.
I
hear what you're saying, Tim, and that's a line of thought, and I think that's probably what Philadelphia's thinking. My thing is this, and again, I'm assuming that it's not a ligament issue.
But
like, if it's just a sprain and it's a lot of pain, the thing is, with treatment around the clock, it can really help it. But if he gets hit on it again tonight, there's a good chance. You know, you're playing a basketball game. You could get hit on that thing. I mean, I keep saying tonight. I don't know why I keep saying tonight.
Tomorrow.
But this weekend, if he gets hit on that finger and makes it worse, then that could be a problem. Even if it's just pain that's worse, it could hinder him. So that's my thinking, because, you know, you can easily – I mean, he's going to get hit on that hand, right? I mean, come on.
You would assume by happenstance, right?
Right.
Just by playing. 877-99 on Fox. If you want to jump in, we got time for you. Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
What's going on, gentlemen? Happy Friday. Thanks for taking the call.
How are you, buddy? You good?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful time of the year right now with the NBA playoffs. We got the live periods, so the high school players are out there hooping. It's just paradise for basketball fans right now. But specifically to the 76ers. Listen, after what Joel Embiid did in Toronto with that game winner, we need to put him on ice, okay? The Sixers up 3-0. At best, Toronto maybe gets game 4 at their place. But then they're looking at a gentleman sweep when the series returns to the city of brotherly love. And so the Sixers have earned the time. This is a team, you know, that, you know, you have your stars with Harden and Embiid, who have been known to be a little bit sensitive, somewhat injury prone. So there's no rush. There's no hurry. And I know as a player, he probably wants to be out there to keep the momentum. But honestly, they need to be looking towards the second round and that beast in Miami who's going to be waiting for them. So I would, you know, discretion is the better part of valor. So why take a step back, Joel, get 100% healthy, because it's this second-round series that's going to really determine your legacy if you're able to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. Thanks for taking the call. Have a good weekend.
No doubt, Dre. I mean, he's making sense, Chris.
Yeah. I agree. Again, one of the benefits of having a 3-0 lead is that it gives you such a cushion that if something like this comes up, you can rest him.
And you're right. We know Doc Rivers' history lately, Chris, is not good when they have a lead. But you can't be afraid of that. You're up 3-0.
He hasn't dropped a 3-0 lead, I don't believe.
Not yet.
Several 3-1s, but not a 3-0. Could you imagine that?
Come on. Oh, God, stop. No, it would be bad. How about Rodney in Richmond, Virginia? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Rodney?
What's up, Odd Couple?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. Yo, Chris, I thought you were the men be men. What happened to the men being men? It's just a thumb. Let that boy go out there and play and close this thing out.
I hear you, and I'm consistent, because if they were down 2-1 or up 2-1, then I would say if he's willing to play and he's able to play and doctors clear him, then go ahead and ball out. But you're up 3-0. That's the thing. That's the benefit of having that type of lead. So that's all I'm saying. I'm still men be men. No, make no mistake about it.
You all right?
You know, if you do that and then Harden, you know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if you do that and then maybe Harden's hamstring pulls up, then you got something going bad there. Let the man play. It's just his thumb and his foot or ankle. He'd be all right. Man up.
All right. There it is. Rodney gives thumbs down to making sure his thumb is up. How's that? Philip in Fresno, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Philip?
Yeah, there's no question. They definitely should sit him out for the next game.
Hey, Philip, say it again. Your phone is.
Yeah, you got a connection or something.
It kind of reminds me of the old Boston Celtics days where they played the first game and they would be up 2-0.
Yeah, unfortunately, Philip, we had a bad connection. He said something about Boston games reminded him of Boston games.
But he did say in the beginning, and I did hear him say, Chris, that he would favor them sitting.
Yes.
I did hear that part. Philip, sorry, your flip phone was not working today. Good for us. So.
Yes. All right, 877-99 on Fox. You'll get a chance to weigh in next hour. We got Kalena Azubuike, Golden State Warriors. Wow, I was waiting for Rob to be like, Gesundheit.
I was going to wait until.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
But in the meantime, if you want to call in about Joel Embiid in Philadelphia, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. The phone lines are open. Give us a shout.
All right, let's pick it up, Chris, and start with Thomas in Memphis. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Thomas?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? How you all doing?
What's
we
up?
We are good, man. How are you?
Another radio DJ right here.
That's a heck of a voice, man. What, you do the Quiet Storm or something?
I know, yeah, she does the Quiet Storm.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Hey, I'm a long-time listener, man. First-time caller, so I appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you. Yes. Thanks for the support.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Hey, just wanted to give you guys a call to talk a little bit about Joel Embiid. I love his tenacity, his athleticism, and everything that he brings to the game. One of the issues that he's going to have if he's not careful these lingering issues with injuries that he's having, he has to be very careful and pace himself, because I don't think James Harden is going to be able to be that budding star that he needs to be able to take it to the next level. And it's going to be kind of difficult because that bench is depleted. Just wanted to get you guys' thought about
Stay on. Keep Thomas on.
Thomas, hang on.
Here's my thought. I don't think Harden's going to give him 25 to 30 points a night like we would have thought that Harden was going to do.
Chris, what is wrong with him?
I think he's not quite what he used to be. I think he's declining. Now he's still a very good player.
My point is this. It's obvious, though.
Yeah, I think it's gotten to it. And again, Rob, remember I talked about it. He's played more career games than many of the legends played. So he's had a full career. So we're getting used to LeBron and, you know, some of these guys that play these incredibly long careers and have these long primes.
But that's not
Well, everybody's
norm.
Not like that. Exactly. This is his 13th season. So I think he's declined a little bit. But here's my point, Thomas. I do think Harden can still be their second best player. And I think if he's being a playmaker, not pounding the ball as much, getting rid of it quicker, moving with more decisiveness, like not dribbling out above the three-point line, just dribbling, and not going anywhere, but decisive moves to get the ball moving. If he gives them 20 and 11 assists, and Maxey gives you 20 points, and Tobias gives you 17 or 18, and Embiid gives you close to 30, that's enough. So I don't think Harden needs to be this 28-point scorer for Philadelphia to be effective, but he does need to be efficient and more decisive with his moves. I don't know if Thomas is still there.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm thinking, Rob, with Philadelphia. Let me throw this out there as we wait on Azubuike. And if anybody wants to call in, 877-9905.
We'll take a couple more calls while we wait.
They look like, Rob, the players are warming up. I think they may be letting fans into Atlanta, so that's good news.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully everything's fine there. But they got Dave Pasch and J.J. Redick on the call. I don't know if you saw J.J. Redick earlier this week on First Take, but he was debating about Chris Paul and Bob Cousy. And Mad Dog Russo, you know, Chris Mad Dog Russo, he was saying that Cousy was better than Chris Paul. And J.J. Redick was just beside himself and said, nobody before 1980 could be compared to players of today. He said Cousy finally ended it with Cousy was playing against plumbers and firemen.
Yeah.
It was very disrespectful. What are your thoughts? I got my thoughts, but what are yours on that?
I just think it's too easy to do that, and they were the best athletes at that time, Chris. And I think it's unfair to just automatically negate everybody who played prior to there being videotape. Like that's just...
there is little tape on Cousy, though.
No, but you know what I'm saying. No, there's film on him. There's no tape.
Right.
But you know what I mean, yeah. Right, but we've talked about it before. You could say whatever you want. Babe Ruth was fat and out of shape and smoked and drank too much and chased women. And all you want, Chris, if you put Babe Ruth in this time and you gave him all the stuff that you gave him,
he still
had the eye-hand coordination that you need to be able to hit a baseball and to hit it out of the park. So you can't just totally negate and go, well, they play now. Of course they wouldn't be playing. They wouldn't be playing in Converse with no soles. And you know what I mean, Chris? Like
right. they wouldn't be flying charter or taking trains or whatever the heck they did.
When in the old days when Jackie Robinson was with the Brooklyn Dodgers, Chris, to go to the West Coast, quote unquote West Coast, they took a train to St. Louis. Yeah. That was the West Coast.
Right. No, I totally agree. And that's the thing you got to understand. My statement, Rob, and I stand by it, my saying is superstars of any era would be at least stars in every era. And if you gave Bob Cousy, I get it. You look at the videotape, or as Rob said, the film, he's not really using his left hand, his offhand a lot. But give Bob Cousy, give Bill Russell, Sam Jones, give them the benefits that the players have today. and they would be stars. They'd be able to match whoever. I think Bob Cousy, and yeah, I'm making these comparisons because he's white, but it is. I think he could be every bit as good as a Steve Nash in today's game.
Right.
I don't. There's no reason to think he couldn't. And let's keep it real, Rob. Let's keep it real. I think people would look at Steve Nash now and think, oh, he couldn't have been that. Because people stereotype. Little short white guy, 6 feet tall, thin.
Back to back. He ain't that good and all that. And I think people, during that time when he was playing in the Phoenix Suns, stop it.
Exactly. He was a great player.
He was a difference maker. He didn't win the MVP.
Absolutely.
Because they liked him or whatever. He was the best player. And that team won like 60-something games.
And he was the reason. He was the engine. No doubt about it. So, if you took Bill Russell as he was, Rob, and dropped him in today's game, yeah, I think he'd struggle as he was. But, again, give him all the benefits that today's players have, and I think he'd end up being an awesome player. And don't tell me he couldn't because he's too small, because look at Ben Wallace.
Exactly.
Look at Draymond Green. You know,
so you can't buy into
Dennis
that. We got
Rodman.
Two more to squeeze in, Chris, because right. I don't think we're going to get our guest here. But Roger in Nashville, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Roger?
What's up, Odd Couple? How y'all doing?
We're doing good, buddy. How are you?
What's up, man?
I'm doing great, man. First time caller, long time listener, man. Enjoy hearing y'all.
Good to have you, bro.
Yes.
Well, no, man, all that Joel and B piece. Yeah, man, they should sit him down. That's what they got James Harden for. He should be able to dominate and show up and do what he get paid to do. You know what I'm saying?
And win one game for you.
On a positive note, maybe a game, and this isn't guaranteed, but maybe Harden would have a big game, Rob, and this would get him going.
Right. Thanks, Roger, for the call. Appreciate it.
I mean, that is a possibility, no doubt.
Well, let's squeeze in one more, Chris, here. Brandon, in Iowa, your old home state. You're in the
Iowa. Brandon, what part of Iowa? Radio.
Northeast Iowa.
I lived in Des Moines for 2 years.
That's not close, but we'll call it good enough.
All right.
What you got?
So as far as Joel, I feel like they should. Are you there?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I feel like they should sit. The reason the last caller said they have Harden for a reason. They got a 3-0 lead. Scottie Barnes is now hurt for the Raptors. If you can't beat them in the next couple of games, then what did you get Harden for?
Yeah.
I guess
good point.
My thoughts, personally.
That makes sense.
Brandon,
that's what we're thinking. We're on the same page with
you. Go Harden. And you're right, Chris. He might go out and put up a 40-piece.
Right.
And then start feeling it again. Okay.
Yep.
They needed me. I went out there chucking. I did what I did. I felt like I was in Houston all over again.
Yep.
You know,
and
maybe we gained something. Yep.
Absolutely. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Shekel City is next. And an historic collapse yesterday. Can Minnesota rebound? That's next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob on a funky flashback Friday. And look, prices are soaring at the pump, so we all need all the help we can get, and Discover is right there. They're ready to put cash back into your pocket. Here's how it works. If you use Discover card at gas stations and at Target, now through June, you can earn 5% cash back up to $1,500 worth of purchases when you activate your card. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply, but get on that quickly because that's a great offer. All right, Shekel City is now.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but soon. 2-1 last night. Real quick, Bucks -2 and a half at the Bulls. I'm going to go no Chris Middleton. Still going with the Bucks. That's my best bet tonight. Heat -1.5 at the delayed game in Atlanta against the Hawks. And I still have the Suns -2 at the Pelicans. Pelicans tied that series at 1-1. I think the Suns are not going to fall behind 2-1 in this series. So I like the Suns minus two. Bucks minus 2.5. Heat minus 1.5. Suns minus two. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling
Thank
you
God.
Who I bet on. 2-1 last night, Chris. It wasn't bad last night.
What were you
night
the night before?
0-3 last night. Okay. Before that. Okay.
I'm just asking.
Last night, my best bet was the Grizzlies, and I had the Warriors minus two. The only game I lost was that Jazz game.
Yay.
Thank you, LeBron. Thanks.
All right, Rob. Speaking of last night, my goodness. The Memphis Grizzlies, the Minnesota Timberwolves, who I'm talking about, they led Memphis in game three of a 1-1 series by 26 points in the second quarter and by 23 points in the third quarter. And this is not, they held on and only allowed 3 points off the league. No, they built up two separate 20-plus points leads because they were up 26, and then Memphis ended the first half with a 15-0 run to pull within seven at the half. So you think, okay, number one, this is a game now. Number two, Memphis has the momentum.
Remember that? Right? We talked about it.
And then Minnesota comes out again like gangbusters, builds the lead back up to 23. And then, Rob, tragedy struck. They give up a 21-0 run. And not only lose the game, they lose by nine. Like, by the time it ended, it wasn't even close.
It wasn't. It was amazing, Chris, in that it was one of the – was it 26 points was the largest lead? A 26-point comeback in the postseason is incredible. It's just – I don't care what basketball – you're talking about. I'm not even sure the Washington Generals even lost by 26.
Well, no, they lost. Maybe they lost. They used to lose by like 76 and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was bad.
96. Here's the question I have for you, and you picked Memphis to win the West, not only win this series, but win the West. Do you think Minnesota can bounce back and make it a series? I don't know that they can win.
You mean not to win? Can they bounce back?
Yeah, make
sure they can, but I don't know where they are and where the Grizzlies' confidence level now, Chris. And when you come back from something like that, especially since Minnesota punched them in the face to start the series, remember I said the Grizzlies were a best bet? Remember that I told you it was the lock of the millennium? That they would, and they won by 30. They were not going to lose the second game at home. They reestablished themselves. Then they came out flat in Minneapolis, and I thought, maybe this is a young team. And you know what I mean? And maybe they felt too good about themselves. Yeah. And then to make a comeback of epic proportion, I don't know how your confidence can't be sky high. I don't think – I'm going to say it. No, I don't think. The Timberwolves will not win another game in this series. This series is over.
All right. I don't think – It's over for sure. I mean, I picked Memphis to win it in seven. I still think Minnesota can make this thing competitive. Because this quote, and I'm trying to give Timberwolves fans something to be optimistic about. Listen to this quote from Patrick Beverley.
You have to give them credit, man. They came out here. They were down big. They stayed in the fight. They kept swinging. They didn't let go the rope. You know, once we got the big lead, we kind of on our heels. But, again, this is a learning lesson. So, you know, we're going to get better at that. 12-point fourth quarter is unacceptable. Look at the film. We'll get better at that. We generated the shots that we wanted. We defended well. They only had 104 points. So, it looked bad, but it doesn't feel bad.
Enough.
It really was.
Okay. Now you got to the point, finally, that I wanted to hear.
Right.
Give me that last sentence. That's all I want. The last two sentences from Beverly. I don't need all that.
12-point fourth quarter is unacceptable. Look at the film. We'll get better at that. We generated the shots that we wanted. We defended well. They only had 104 points. So, it looked bad, but it doesn't feel bad as it really was.
It looked bad, but it doesn't feel as bad as it really was. Here's my point, Rob. I think Minnesota may be so young, so inexperienced, so naive, and the way they played last night, I'm just going to throw it out there, so dim-witted that they don't know any better. that they might come out for game four like, hey, we don't even remember what happened in game three. We just coming out to play. And there's a benefit to that. What is the saying, Rob? Ignorance is bliss.
Right.
You know, you're so young, you're so inexperienced, you don't know that you should be down. You don't know that you should be like, oh my gosh, we just blew it. That's what you have to hang your hat on if you're a Timberwolves fan. That and this, Rob. Karl Anthony Towns only took four shots. That ain't good. But you hope he'll take more shots and maybe that'll give you a better chance of winning. I don't get it with Cat.
When you
man.
See games like that, you just go. You
four
just
shots?
Shake your head.
Come on. Yeah. Come on, bro. All right. It's the Odd Couple. We got 2 hours left. You know what to do. Lock it.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.